Mr. Amin, Qasem Jalali said this is another test of their honesty, referring to the West and in particular the United States. But at the same time, when we look at the big picture, I mean, the proof has been there, actually. There have been, well, there's a list I have in front of me of affiliations of U.S. supporting this group. How is this going to pan out regarding the United States if they have come out with statements such as what their reaction was on this occasion? And they said, basically dismissing the fact that, well, for one, the detail about him being photographed at a U.S. base in Afghanistan. Iran does have to take advantage of this. The proof is there. Of course, this is all in contradiction to U.S.'s efforts in terms of their so-called war on terror that supposedly they're waging, in which you quite distinctly pointed out. So how is Iran going to pursue itself at this point on? I mean, evidence, hopefully more, will surface after interrogations that are going to go on. But what is the route that Iran should take at, from this point on?
Of course, we have lots of evidence, and as this case proved that we have followed Riki for many days, and we knew where he is going, and we have all the information of his move, definitely. Since Riki is in our hand these days, definitely he will say the reality in future, and this can be very useful to make the reality clear for public opinion. Of course, everybody knows that the Americans, as you mentioned, they are having double standard policy towards terrorism. It's not only the Riki case, definitely about MKO. They had the same policy at the 1970s when the MKO killed some American officials in Tehran. They were at that time terrorists. But when they came close to the American later, when they went to Iraq, MKO came close to American, they become good terrorists since they supported the interest of the West in the region, in Iraq and in Iran. They were good terrorists.
Okay. Dr. Franklin Lamb, let's look at one of the instances which brought about a question in many people's minds, especially Iranian officials, and that was the interview that was held by both Al Arabiya and BBC at Riggi's camp, in which just the mere fact that they had access to Riggi holding an interview, at this point Riggi being deemed a terrorist, I mean, shouldn't that have been relayed, his whereabouts internationally, since he was deemed a terrorist, to at least Iran in terms of where his whereabouts are?
Well, absolutely. I quite agree. My point is just that with this compelling case, there's a chance to advance the rule of law. And who can do that? And it's not my role to or function to advise the Islamic Republic. But they have a major important opportunity to advance the rule of law and to deal a blow to terrorism. If they will proceed almost in a building block fashion and lay out all the facts, they know a lot and they believe that their conclusions are correct. But remember, there's going to be skepticism in the West, and as Israel did originally with the Dubai Hit Squad case, on the internet now, the police officials there have given passport photos, lots and lots of powerful information, and that's changed public opinion. It's changing public opinion in the States today in the Congress. They're asking, how are we going to, are we going to now finance hit squads? Well, we've arguably done that for a long time, but when the international public opinion sees that kind of graphic evidence, it's having a big effect, as you know. So in this case, if the evidence is laid out very clearly for a skeptical disinformational campaign that's certainly going to come out of the States and Israel, then you win public opinion, because the public opinion increasingly is believing the Iranian position on a lot of these issues, just like the Israeli public believes of Hassan Nasrallah, according to polls, more than they believe their own leaders. So I say it's, from a legal point of view, a terrific opportunity for the Islamic Republic to advance the rule of law by laying out, taking nothing for granted, but laying it out before the public as they're doing in Dubai. But with respect to your specific question, I agree with that. It's very significant. And again, the Obama administration has a lot to explain, and I think the international public is going to be very interested in following this case, seeing where the facts lead and what evidence is presented very clearly.
Okay.